You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, Football Hour friends. This is Alex Mearns, and it's this time of the show when I say something and you cover your ears, because I do this. Money, money, money must be funny in the football world. And money, money, money always sunny in the transfer time tunnel. Ah, all the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. Do you want to know what I'm on about? Yeah, you do. You're sort of thinking, who is this weirdo? Well, the new feature is based on the Premier League riches. Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions on pretty average teams. The money is too stupid. So I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost in this day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So, welcome to what I'm calling Transfer Time Tunnel. This is where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest sides. If Neymar cost 200 million, how much would a peak Maradona cost? Or if Pogba cost 90 million, what would Paul Gascoigne cost in his prime? Well, I'm going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is England's 1990 World Cup semi-final squad, who were cruelly defeated by Germany on, of course, penalties. That squad included Mr. Walkers himself, Gary Salton Lineker, and it had Paul the Gazza Gascoigne and Terry, I've got no blood left in my head, Butcher. It should be a pretty pricey team, football friends. So what do we do? Well, you should know by now, but I'm going to tell you. We start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each player in that team. Then we'll work out the total. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. And I will make a chart of all the team's totals and see who is the most expensive team from history in today's current market. Currently, Barca's 2009-1-11 is topping the transfer time tunnel table with a huge 913 milli. So, how much will Sir Bobby Robson's boys cost? Let's find out. In net four, his side was Peter Shilton. Do you want to know how old Peter was in 1990? 40 years old. Starting in a World Cup semi-final, 125 caps for England. 1,005 total club appearances, scoring one goal in that time. Not a great goal scoring record that, but he wasn't there to score goals, he was there to stop, and stop he did. During his time at Forest, Shilton won First Division, two European Cups, UEFA Super Cup and the Football League Cup. Did you know though, Shilton did not make his World Cup Finals debut until the age of 32, so there's hope left for us. Well, under the age of 32, but he played in 17 final matches and shares the record 10 clean sheets in World Cup finals with French goalkeeper Fabien Barthez, who we did on the France's 2000 squad. He was 40, as I've said, in 1990, so there's no sell-on value whatsoever, so I'm going to go with 5 million. Into the defence. England played 5-4-1 formation in Turin against the Germans. So we'll start with their right wing back, Paul Parker. During his time at Man United, he won two Premier Leagues, one FA Cup, one League Cup, one Charity Shield. He was a fast fullback, comfortable defender, and was one of England's success stories from the tournament. He was 26 in 1990, so a great age to buy him, and he was in good form. So I'm going to go with 33 million in today's market. First of the three centre-backs, a great centre-half, Desmond Des Walker. At club level, he played in seven finals for Forest at Wembley, winning five of them. He was Forest Player of the Season three times. He was lightning quick, even though he was a centre-half. Do you want to know what Gary Lineker said about Des Walker? Yeah, okay, Alex. All right, I'll tell you. Des wasn't the greatest footballer in the world, but he was unbelievably quick and had a brilliant defensive mind. Brian Clough used to stick him on me when we played. He always put Man to Man, which was quite unusual in those days, and he used to sing that song, You'll Never Beat Des Walker. He used to drive you mad when you played against him. And that's Gary Lineker talking about him. So he must have been a good player. That is why I'm going to stick a price tag of $58 million. He was the defender John Stones should look to emulate. In the middle of the three centre-halves, Mark Wright. No, not that Mark Wright who goes out with Michelle Keegan. Wright, the one who played 45 times for England and played at Derby and Liverpool. In 91, he became the most expensive defender in England, moved to Anfield for $2.2 million. So does that mean I have to put him as high as Kyle Walker and John Stones? No, I'm not going to. He was a good defender, but he was never great. I'm going to go with 44 milli in today's market. Final centre-half, the sweeper of the back line, Terry Butcher. 77 games for his country and a true English hero. Despite being English, he went up to Rangers, played for them for five seasons, won three Scottish titles. Oh yeah, he also won the UEFA Cup in 1981. Ipswich fans, you'll never forget that. He was a great leader for all his teams, but was 31 in 1990. So I think his age will devalue his price. So I'm going to go, despite his greatness, I'm going to go with 27 million. Okay. Left wing back, Psycho Stuart Pearce. That's not me calling him, that was his nickname. The fullback, which would kick his opposition winger over to the other side of the pitch. He was, however, a wonderfully gifted fullback, a true warrior for our national side. Not, sadly, turned out to be a great manager, but was a legend for Notts Forest under Brian Clough. He played 78 times for England, but he sadly missed that very important penno in the shootout. He was 28 in 1990, so I'm going to go with 47 million. Great player. Oh, great player, wasn't he? Really good player, and I think that's a good price tag. Which means, in total, that's a great defence and goalkeeper, and it only totals 214 million, which is a lot of cash, but a safe defence in any era. Coming up, after a little break, I'm going to get my breath back. We'll be going to be doing the midfield and attack.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to the Footy Hour and welcome back to England's 1990 transfer time tunnel. We now take a step from the defence into midfield like Johnny Stones would hopefully do for Man City. First central midfielder, David Platt. He played for Villa, he played for Arsenal, he played for Juve. He was a midfielder who scored bags of goals as a kid for Aston Villa. 50 in total in 120 games. Don't know why I'm doing it in a Geordie accent when I'm talking about David Platt. Like, he moved to Bari in Italy, not Bari in Wales, Bari in Italy for 5.5 mil in 91, which is huge money that back then. So he would be worth a big price tag in today's market. At the tender age of 24, I'm going to go with 56 million. That's just over 10 times the price he went for back then. But come on, there's been a lot of inflation since then. Oh yes, here we go. The one you've been waiting for, second in midfielder, Gazza, Paul Gascoigne, the man who brought so much joy to so many faces. He played football with a smile on his face and despite his alcohol demons, made himself probably the best player on the planet during the 1990 World Cup. 10 goals in 57 caps for England. He was adored by us English fans. He played his best football when pulling on that national shirt. Sadly, had England made it to the final, though, Gazza would have missed the match for picking up that yellow card in the semi, which resulted in him crying on the pitch. His tears and his performances saw him win the Sports Personality of the Year that year. And on accepting the award, he said, I haven't won anything in the game as yet, but the World Cup did help put England on the map. He was truly a genius player, and I think he would cost about $110 million as a 23-year-old in today's current market. A world-class player. And I hope he's getting back on the right track. And Gazza, if you're listening somewhere, you'd be worth $110 million. Not a bad little price for you, was it? On the right, Chrissy Waddle. One of the worst pennos in history and one of the worst haircuts in history. But a graceful, magical player who jinked past defenders for fun. He still plays Sunday League football at the age of 56. I'm 24 and I still don't do that. For his local club, Hallam in the North East, he was a player who was adored in France as much as England. Waddle won three First Division titles and one European Cup for Marseille. But He was 29 in 1990, and obviously his reputation was marred by that penalty miss in the shootout. So I'm just going to go with 44 million. On the left, another great drinking winger, Peter Beardsley, who I think could have played in any team and made them a better side. A man who scared defenders, he chopped them inside and out. 100 goals for Newcastle in 250 games. Inducted into England's Football Hall of Fame. Come on, Alex. He was inducted into England's Football Hall of Fame. I get it out. But once again, like Waddle, he was 29 in the prime of his career. Maybe just slightly going over the hill. So I'm going to go with the same as Chrissy Waddle. I'm going to go 44 mil. And our striker, Gary Lineker, the man who wonderfully presents Match of the Day. Well, he used to be a wonderful footballer. He was a poacher, he was a sniffer. He would live in the penalty box waiting for scraps and then he'd tap them in. If anyone never saw him, very similar to Michael Owen. He's England's third highest goal scorer behind Sir Bobby Charlton and Wayne Rooney. His goal-scoring record for all his clubs is just incredible. 95 goals in 190 games for Leicester, 30 goals in 41 for Everton, went to Barcelona, scored 42 goals, and for Spurs, 100 games, 67 goals. He also scored England's only game in that semi against Germany, but was 29. Why is everyone 29 in that squad? So he was getting on as a striker. But I'm going to go with 66 million. It also brings England's 1990 team to a massive, well, I say massive, total of 534 million on tonight's transfer time tunnel, which, madly, is 206 million short of England's World Cup winning boys from 66 and well below Barca's table toppers of 913. But a mighty fine squad, all the same. If they won that tournament, I'm sure they'd probably be winning the transfer time tunnel table as well.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, football friends. Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly. I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone would like to take this responsibility and help me out, basically, you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of at the Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do. Simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on The Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter at The Football Hour and DM us your details and I'll give you a call. Just drop your number and I'll give you a call and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you, football friends.